This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Federal Electoral Commission has voted to require disclaimers on future political ads on Facebook. 70% of charter school students who enroll in college fail to complete their degrees within 6 years. In terms of careers and income, children in the U.S. no longer do better than their parents. 1.3 million Americans over the age of 75 are still in the paid workforce, according to the 2016 U.S. Census. Bureau of Labor Statistics says the labor force participation rate for those 75 and older rose from 6.4% in 2006 to 8.4% in 2016 and is likely to reach 10.8% by 2026. Puerto Rico has a 35% foreclosure and delinquency rate, more than double the 14.4% national rate during the depths of the housing implosion in January 2010. Fact-checking by the New York Times found that in 8 years, President Obama told 18 falsehoods, mostly exaggerations. President Trump bested that in 3 weeks and has now logged 103 in his first year in office. The top one out of every 10,000 people made about 15% of all political contributions in 1980, but made 40% of all contributions in 2016, averaging more than $108,000. More than 1,000 children are counting on Nora Sandigo, a former immigrant from Nicaragua living in Miami, to be their guardian if their parents are deported as undocumented immigrants. The Migration Policy Institute estimates that as many as 25% of those deported from the U.S. are parents of American children. EPI reports finds that at least $2 billion in stolen wages were recovered for workers in 2015 and 16. But the report notes that the wages recovered represent only a fraction of total wages stolen from workers. The authors estimate that low-wage workers in the U.S. lost more than $50 billion in all forms of wage theft in 2016. According to the 2010 census, the top five most segregated metropolitan areas in the U.S. were Milwaukee, New York, Chicago, Detroit, and Cleveland. North Dakota police purchased $600,000 worth of protective gear to deal with the pipeline protesters in the fall of 2016. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.